This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the Lou Guru.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Oh, hello, I'm Lou. Lou Guru definitely has a human ball sack for an elbow.
Oh, if you look at the illustration. 100%.
He's got like truck nuts for his arm.
Yeah. And if you look at this guy's face, you know, so yeah. In general, this guy looks like a wild man, lovingly embracing a barrel or a cask with his lower body. Mm-hmm. But in general, his face is structured much like any of the other like ascended apes in the book. There's nothing especially like lupine about him or his appearance.
No, he's just like an angry, hairy like fella.
Right.
Like a Robin Williams character, you know, except that he has a ball sack for an elbow.
Right.
And his like receded mouth, like he's got like a perma grimace.
Yeah. Given the appearance of fangs. But these are urban predators. Like these are not out in the woods running around. And the Peterson guide or whatever this is, it almost seems invested in separating these guys from actual werewolves, like making the point that, oh, it's on a 28-day cycle, but it is not linked to the moon. These are not all on the same, you know, like they're not all active at the same time.
Yeah. Well, when we say active, they go to rages. Yes. Like ordinarily they just like eat rats and shit. Mm-hmm. And then for 4 to 6 days, they go crazy and eat people.
Yeah. Like they become entirely immune to pain.
Yeah. You know, and this is another one of the viruses. This is something that happens. Like you can get this virus that turns you into this, mm-hmm. And it destroys your higher nervous functions or whatever.
Right.
Which is a recurring thing.
Mm-hmm. And terrifyingly, even if there was a cure, the damage caused by the virus could not be reversed.
So
you would still be basically feral.
Yeah. But harmful for those extra days. Like it is a werewolf.
Yes.
You know, it is just there aren't werewolves in this game, so they have to, even though there are vampires, mm-hmm. but they have to make it, you know, this is so you can have werewolves in your game, but just don't sue us, White Wolf, I guess. It's silly. It's not even don't sue us. It's like, let's stay truer to the setting, which is a little bit more grounded, but not at all. Yeah. Just it's grounded in a different way, I guess. Yeah. And the Shadow Talking Media is like, oh, these are werewolves.
Well, it also is given away in the weaknesses too. It has an allergy to horseradish and aconite, which is another word for wolf's bane. So
but not silver, which would have been the other like tip off.
Right.
Yeah. And they also avoid the sun, which is not a werewolf thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're pretty much like kind of shitty werewolves.
They're werewolves without the aspect of werewolfism that is interesting to me, which is they eventually the become duality. Human. Yeah.
Yeah, like the guilt is the interesting thing about a werewolf.
Yeah,
like the whole lack of guilt is an interesting thing about a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the So this is, and the Shadow Talk is in the short story category of like Shadow Talk, which is kind of fun. Like, you know, it has one of these things comes after our person with the super badass Shadowrun handle of Cindy, and Cindy from accounting, the baddest street samurai whatever was, tells a story of running into one of these things and it trying to like being like, help me, you know, please help me.
Mm-hmm.
And then going crazy. So the idea is it's hinting at there's like an I have no mouth and I must scream
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah. At least for a while, the original person is still trapped in there. Cindy says, hey, the best I could do was kill it painlessly. I still feel bad doing that, mm-hmm. but you know, whatever. And then Dyson rolls in and says, like, hey, in the process of killing it painlessly, did you touch it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the and she's like, well, I rolled it over. And they're like, go, you know, then Dyson's like, get to the hospital now. And then Cindy, over the course of like 3 hours.
Right.
Like just ask if it's going to help. And then Dyson is playing like a real mind game here.
He really is. Like Dyson is just up and gone.
Yeah. Dyson's like, hey, get to the hospital or you'll die. Uh-huh. And then just... I'm available for no further questions. I'm out. So Dyson's being a real prick here,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, so rip Cindy, I suppose she might be a werewolf now.
Yeah.
I was pretty invested in Cindy. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
So,
yeah. And now we will play the funeral tribute for Cindy.
Yeah. In real time. In real time.
Okay.
Don't abstract shit. Yeah, 21 gun salute with 45 seconds between each gun.
Okay.
Each gun is fired individually because she is the best Shadowrunner of all time. Longest episode of Monster My Podcast.
Yeah. You know I'm gonna do it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.